CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from and is read, as usual, by G4NJH. You can find the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 4th of August 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. WRC 19 request to support 50 MHz, celebrating W5 LFL from space, RSGB convention news. As the run-up to a WRC 19 gathers pace, the UK 6-metre group has also written to Ofcom in support of a positive approach to Agenda Item 1.1 concerning the future of the 50 MHz band in ITU Region 1. At present, harmonisation and activities impeded by the lack of formal 50 MHz ITU Region 1 amateur allocation, while seeking positive UK support for the agenda item that is at the final preparation stage in CPT. The UK 6-metre group also expressed concern at recent proposals by some countries to cut the entire band down just to 200 kHz wide. The RSGB welcomes the latest submission and is also continuing its own efforts to promote and defend amateur bands at 50 MHz, 144 MHz and 1296 MHz, amongst others that are in scope of the various WRC 19/23 proposals. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, otherwise known as ARIS, is celebrating the life and accomplishments of astronaut, scientist and amateur radio pioneer Owen Garriott, W5FL, who became a silent key earlier this year. There may be just time to catch the end of the commemorative slow scan television event featuring images from his work with ham radio during his missions in space. Transmissions began on the 1st of August and are scheduled to continue until 18:15 UTC today, the 4th. Transmissions will be on 145.8 MHz FM using SSTV mode PD120. Received images may be posted, so visit the ARIS website for updates and more information at aris.org. The RSGB convention takes place in Milton Keynes from the 11th to the 13th of October, with the use of first geostationary satellite for amateur radio use rapidly climbing. Visitors will be able to listen to Dave Crump, GKQ, talk about use of the QO100 wideband transponder for DATV. Neil Smith, G4DBN, will speak on choosing the right digital mode for the job, particularly useful when digital modes are so useful at this point in the solar cycle. Alwyn Seeds, G8DOH, will draw his long professional and amateur experience to explain many of the pitfalls and mistakes made when selecting feed lines and coaxial connectors. Although focused on VHF and UHF issues, this talk, Coax and Connectors, the Forgotten Ingredient of High Performance VHF-UHF Station, should be of interest to all radio amateurs. To book weekend packages or day tickets, and to read more about the RSGB convention, go to rsgb.org/convention. The early bird discounts are due to end on the 18th of August. ARIS has successfully completed a battery of stressful tests required as part of the final certification of the next generation radio system for launch to and operation on the International Space Station. In July, compatibility tests were undertaken to ensure that ARIS hardware will not interfere with the ISS systems or other payloads. These tests verified that the ARIS Interoperable Radio System, or IORS, will not introduce harmful signals back into the ISS power systems and is quiet enough to meet ISS acoustic requirements. Successful completion of these tests represents a key milestone in preparing the IORS for launch. ARIS can now begin final assembly of the flight units and prepare for their safety certification before launch. ARIS is working towards launch-ready status by the end of the year. The latest edition of VHF newsletter is now available from the IARU Region 1, as indeed is the VHF Handbook version 8.5, with a recommendation of the interim meeting in Vienna. You can download a copy from the IARU Region 1 website, iaru-rfigure1.org. A new edition of Radcom Basics is now out. RSGB members can read it today by going to the RSGB site, where you can also register to receive notification of subsequent issues as they become available. This edition looks at using repeaters in other areas using WSPR and how to take part in September's SSB Field Day. Celebrating the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group's 60th anniversary, special call sign GB60ATG will be used from the various DXCC entities in the UK until the 30th of June 2020, QSL via M0OXO. Complete information on the event and Bartag Diamond Jubilee Award can be found at bartag.org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 4th of August, the 30th King's Lynn ARC Great Eastern Radio Rally will take place at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk, P34EL. Doors open 9 a.m, traders have access from 7 a.m. Admission is £2.50 with free car parking. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy. There are amateur radio pitches outside as well as tables in the halls. Details from TED G4OZG 01553 768701. Today, the 4th of August, the Crian Larich Radio Rally, organised by Lomond Radio Group, will be held at the Village Hall, Main Street, Crian Larich, Perthshire, FK28QN. The doors open at 10 a.m. They'll be bringing by traders and RSG bookstall. Catering will be on site. Contact Bill via MM0ELF at blueyonder.co.uk for further details. On Friday the 9th of August, the 26th Kirkenzie and Port Seton Mini Rally will be held at the Community Centre, Main Hall, Port Seton. Bring along your own junk and sell it yourself. Tables on a first-come, first-served basis. Entry fee is £2. The doors open from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday the 11th sees the Flight Refueling ARS Hamfest take place at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset. BH21 3DA, talking station S22. There's a car parking on site and doors are open from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Admission £4, which includes parking. There'll be trade stands with indoor and field pitches and a car boot area as well. Lectures take place during the day. No dogs allowed except blind dogs, which is a condition set by the landowner. More from Tony Baker, G3PFM, 07743 475018. To get your event into RADCOM, onto GB2RS and into the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need 4 months' notice to get your information into RADCOM. Now for the DX News from the 425 DX News and other sources. The slightly delayed CY9C St Paul Island expedition is now on the air. CY9C has been spotted on 40, 30 and 20 metre bands with a lot of initial activity on FT8 using Fox Hound mode, in addition to some CW and SSB. The expedition will continue until the 8th of August. All operations will be from the North East Island, and the expedition has already been approved for DXCC credit. The IOTA reference is NA094. Propagation report later in the bulletin has info on your best chances of working the expedition. Sugi JI3KDH will be in the Maldives as AS, which is AS013, until the 7th of August. It's using the call sign 8Q7SU on the 20 to 10 meter bands. The operation is CW only, QSL logbook of the world. Darek SP9DLM will be active as 4 Lima stroke call sign from Kobuleti, Georgia, from the 4th to the 16th of August. He's going to be active on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via SP9DLM direct or via the Bureau. Giovanni IZ2DPX will be active as 5 Radio 8PX from Nosy B AF. That could be Nosy Bay, even, AF059, until the 17th of August. He'll be operating SSB and digital modes on the HF bands, QSL, IK2DUW, Director Logbook of the World. The log will be uploaded onto Club Log. Rick AI5P is on Lord Howe Island, which is OCO04, operating as VK9APX, until the 10th of August. Look for him on 40 to 17 metre bands using CW and FT8, QSL's home call. A multinational team of YL operators will be active as OL88YL from the OK5Z contest station near Brno in the Czech Republic until the 8th of August, QSL HB9FPM. Now the special event news, GB100 HAL has been issued to commemorate 100 years of RAF Halton in conjunction with the many events that are taking part celebrating the anniversary. The call may be claimed towards the Airfields on the Air Award and is recognised by RAFARS for their awards. The call sign will be used most Saturdays until the end of the year. The F-T8 Digital Mode Club is commemorating its second anniversary, and eight special event stations will be on air in a number of countries between the 10th and the 24th of August. An FTDMC anniversary award can be earned with various levels to the award. Details of the participating stations and awards, www.ft8dmc.eu. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible to give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition, don't forget, that stations using a UK special event call sign must be open to the public. Now for contest news, just a reminder that August is the month of the traditional summer holiday, so there are no RSGB HF contests this month. Today, the 4th, the 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC, using all modes the exchanger signal report serial number, locator and postcode. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM only, exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. At the same time, the 144 megs machine generated code contest takes place with the exchange of signal report and four character locator. It's immediately followed by the all mode 144 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for this contest is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs machine generated mode activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, the exchange signal report for character locator. It's immediately followed by the all mode 50 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for this contest is signal report serial number and locator. On Sunday the 11th, the 5th 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC. All modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The WAE-DXEW contest runs for 48 hours over the weekend of the 10th and 11th of August, starting 0000 UTC on the 10th, ending 2359 UTC on the 11th. It's EW only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, but EU stations must only work non-EU stations to count. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. A solar coronal hole pushed the KP index to 3 last week and the solar flux index was static at 66. The plasma from the hole impacted the Earth on Wednesday, but it didn't have the dire results many had predicted. In fact, there was a pre-auroral enhancement that saw the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km path climb to more than 18 megs at 2030 UTC on Tuesday the 30th. Two even larger coronal holes followed, matter from which is expected to hit the Earth today the 4th. These latter holes have a positive polarity though, so the solar wind may not connect fully with the Earth's magnetic field. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index pegged at 67, but the good news is that once the high-speed solar wind stream from this latest coronal hole calms down, we can expect more settled geomagnetic conditions. In other news, 40 metres have been humming at night, with many reports of US and Caribbean stations being worked. The CY9CD expedition to St. Paul Island off Nova Scotia should now be underway. It's planned to last at least until the 8th of August. The VOACAP online HF prediction tool shows that 20 metres from 2100 to 2200 UTC may be the favourite for a contact. 30 metres offers an even better opportunity from 2000 UTC to midnight, but it's obviously restricted to CW and data modes. Later 1480 metres take over through the early hours until sunrise. Good news for the lesser equipped stations is that CY9C is using FT8 in fox and hound mode at times. Now VHF and up, the end of this last week, with most of next will still be on the unsettled side of some high summer, with areas of low pressure close to the British Isles. At this time of year it often means heavy showery bursts of rain with a risk of thunder in places, so that's a good signal for rain scatter on the microwave bands. High pressure is just putting in an appearance over the North Sea and Biscay, which means that some tropopause might develop to the continent. We have a feeling that the sporadic yeast stage, the sporadic yeast season is in its last phase, but don't abandon the idea that sporadic yeast can still occur, since some good openings have been seen in previous years, even up to the first week in September. Keep a check on the clusters for the much rarer openings in August. They can be productive, although tend to be short-lived. Moon declination goes negative on Monday, so peak moon elevations will be under 20 degrees by the end of the week. EME moon windows will therefore be short. Path losses will still be reasonable, though, as we are still 2 weeks from apogee. While the Perseids meteor shower doesn't reach its peak for another week, the shower is quite broad, so you can expect improving meteor scatter conditions as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.